garlic, a kosher piece of meat. We don't want milk. We don't want to be. We want to be yoinik from Hashem, to nurse straight from Hashem, to live in the machne of Hashem. The first Chumash Bamid describes how the Jewish people, how Hashem was their neshama. You know what neshama means? Hashem was their life. This is just plain too much for us. And this started it. And the next thing was the Meraglim. And I don't want to discuss what Meraglim is. That was the exact chet of the Meraglim. What happened to the Meraglim? Meraglim says, it's too much for us. What kind of silliness is too much for us? What does that mean? There are giants. Giants, you just came out of Mitzrayim. You remember the Tzfardeya? You remember the Tzfardeya in Pari's stomach? One little Tzfardeya goes into a giant's nose. Boop! Oh, it's giant. You saw how many frogs Hashem had. Hashem just threw a few frogs at the giants. Oh, it's giants. Kinim. Just, you know, Hashem's little Kinim lights. You know, that's a wonderful market. Like, you know, like in Israel. It's a wonderful market. The whole floor full of lights. Today in the modern generation, they came back to us again. Hashem will send the lights on the giants. Too much for us. You know what they tied it? They said like this. Look, who took us out of Mitzrayim? Hashem. Bichvoidu ba'atzmoy. Bichvoidu ba'atzmoy. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It was a joke. Dom tzvardeya kinim orev deva shchin erev. We come to an ocean. Boo! It opens up. When Hashem takes us out, you know what? We don't want to go with Hashem. We don't, that's what we don't want. We don't want Hashem to lead us. Because if Hashem leads us, it's not simple. Hashem leads us, we're close to Hashem. We want a normal, how do you say it? A normal, kosher, Jewish. My English is very weak. You understand? It should be kosher. You understand? We want to go to a hotel. You understand? There should be a nice entertainment, and there should be a Shabbos elevator, and Chol of Yisrael. You know, but just... we don't want Hashem to lead us into Eretz Yisrael. We had enough of... Hashem should be Mechem. We had enough of this kind of Moshe Rabbeinu's Hanhoga. The parents is we're going with our Zchuyos. Our Zchuyos. We can't cope with giants. We can't cope with giants. The next parasha is Korach. And Korach said, in so many words, we don't want Moshe Rabbeinu. In so many words. We don't want Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to live a normal life. We want to be Jewish people, live a normal life. Moshe Rabbeinu is just too much for us. And the next parasha is Balak. The Torah says, what happens if you don't want to live with Hashem? Then Balak says, all right, you don't want to live with Moshe Rabbeinu. So then comes Bnei Smoyos and makes an end to the whole situation, which is not really our discussion. That's the end of the whole story, which is a beautiful, beautiful Chumash. Now, this was a Dvar Torah, and I'm going to try to translate it into our concepts. Now, what should I tell you? Really, we spent two beautiful days together, three beautiful days together. We heard beautiful concepts. Rabbi Taub is sitting here and giving us suggestions. Do you hear the suggestions? Beautiful suggestions. The first suggestion is to quarantine yourself 40 days, no newspapers. You know, we don't need newspapers. That's not our problem. That's not the problem, newspaper. You know, we have to know the newspaper. That's not the problem. The problem is the kind of life we live. That is the problem. Now, we heard discussions of emuna, of bitochen. Emuna, bitochen, relying on Hashem, not being worried. A whole setup of life, how you can live with Hashem. You can live, Hashem can be within us. Don't worry about Panasa. How did Rabbi Taba say it? It was just, I think the ladies weren't there, but the men, it was, let me just relate it to this side of the Mechitza. Rabbi Taba is such a beautiful story. Listen to the story. A fellow walks in, a fellow calls up his wife. This side of the Mechitza heard it, but I just, you know, I'm not supposed to say the secrets from one side of the Mechitza to the other. Rabbi Taubes was saying how to keep Shalom Bayit. So listen, Hashem, he's not here now. He should make that. I'm not making fun of him, but let me tell you how he described it. A man calls up his wife. I have to catch a plane. I'm asking, do me a favor, at 5 o'clock, have my supper ready. Says it nicely. The rabbi says, don't worry, 5 o'clock, your supper will be 100% ready. He comes at 5 o'clock, he's in a rush, and he wants to sit, you know, wants to sit for his supper, and his wife was on the phone, and talking to a friend, and he says to him, hi, you know, hi, and she continues talking. So there's two things that he could do. Either he could say, you know, who are you talking to? You told me to stop me at 5 o'clock, and I came home. And first thing, she was embarrassed because the friend heard how her husband screaming at her. So she says, you know, I'll call you back later. She says, why do you scream like an animal? She says, it's enough that I didn't get supper to cook. The kids are, the whole discussion, you can imagine, the mother-in-law came into the whole picture. The kids are, it's the whole story. Then there's another story. The same thing Rabbi Taba says, you could walk in, before you walk in, Ani imayim b'mun ha-shleimu, sh'aboyri yisalem, hu'boyri u'manig l'chor ha-bruim, v'hu levadoy oseh v'oseh v'yaseh kol ha-maisim. He walks in, his wife is on the phone, if the supper isn't there, that means Hashem didn't prepare for me supper. Why didn't Hashem prepare for me supper? Why didn't Hashem prepare for me supper? Let me think back into my day. Do I deserve the supper? No. What did I do to deserve the supper? Can I put this into parentheses? Let me tell you. Rabbi Tal once caught me smoking. So he told me such a beautiful word. He says to me, Shimshin, he says, that's my name, I think you know. Shimshin, he says, you really deserve it. You really deserve it. Look, if you eat a piece of bread, doesn't mean because you deserve it. Doesn't mean because you're a good Jew, because you have to eat a piece of bread. You have to be Eved Hashem, you have to eat. But a cigarette, that's something extra. You really deserve it. You're a tzaddik, you're a Talmud Chochim. If you think you deserve the cigarette, then enjoy it. Well, I didn't, you know, I started to get up. You know, he just ruined it, you know. He says, if you deserve it, enjoy it. It's all yours. You know, so, you know, I know what I deserve. So, if he walks in, now, so Rabbi Tal was teaching us, everything is animaimin. Now, this is a beautiful insight, but this is not simple. This is a new type of life. A new type of life. To live with Hashem. It's a new type of life. The Torah tells us that here's where Am Yisrael started off. His Avu Taivo. We don't want this type of life. To live with Hashem. And here is with all destruction, all the Churban, all tragedy the Jewish people were. Because they weren't ready to live this type of life living with Hashem. And where is their mistake? Their mistake was because our impression, and we're talking now Torah, their impression was that living with Hashem is something, how should I say it, on our part. We have to live up to the situation. I brought a beautiful mashal. Imagine being steady, living in the Chassam Sofer's house. Could you imagine? It's just too much for me. Because, I don't know how to say it, the Chassam Sofer, I mean, Chas V'Shalom, but let's say in the simple way of understanding, he's not gonna hold us, we have to live up to him. So the Jewish people said, we have to live up to this beauty of life, it's too much for us. They didn't realize that if you live with Moshe Rabbeinu, you live with Hashem, Hashem gives you the koyach and the strength and the beauty and the greatness that you can live with Hashem. Now let me bring you a very beautiful mashal, Moedev Rabbeisen. I don't know how many of you are involved in Kiryu V'Chokim. Many times you go to a friar person, a completely unreligious person, and you talk to him logic, you talk to him sense. Your life is just, it's just effort, it's one big disaster. Look how beautiful, and they say it. You ever see how they describe it? The smile on the Yeshiva Bachur's face, the happiness, they don't know really what's going on. But let's not go. But, you know, the smile, the happiness, the simchas achayim. And to a certain extent, it's true, the simchas achayim that we religious people have. And they're yearning for it. And they cannot. And you tell him, Come, sit and learn Torah. Sit and learn Torah. He can't. You know why? Now, he doesn't know the real problems of being religious. He doesn't know the real problems. He doesn't know because he didn't taste it yet. But he has one big problem. Now, let me try to put it into simple words. He says to himself like this, look, my personality as today, my life is today, I am what I am. He is a, let's call it, non-religious fellow. Here's a guy with a beard and payas, without a beard, without a payas. Here's a lady who is talking to this young girl, and she has a shaitel, she has a tichel. And it's two worlds, two different personalities, two different hashkafas achayim. So he says to himself, look, what he wants is that I should become him. I should stop being me, and I should be him. I don't want to be him. I want to be me. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? I don't want to be him. I want to be me. Now, if I become religious, that means I'm him. I have to give away my personality, give away my life, and become someone else. I don't want to be him. I want to be myself. And this is a mistake. Because the truth is, when you take yourself oil Torah, you don't become someone else. You find the beauty within yourself. You find how beautiful you can live. When you go to a chiloni, you go to a non-religious person, and you tell him to keep Shabbos, you know what he thinks? You know what he thinks? I don't think we realize it. By these people, Shmiras Shabbos is Gehenna. Shmiras Shabbos, excuse the expression, is hell. You know what it means, Shmiras Shabbos? I was once going on the train. Let me tell you how a goy describes Shabbos. I was going on the train in the subway, and a shvatzer walks over to me, and he says to me, he says, God doesn't want you to walk around all day not touching anything. He walks over these words. He says, God doesn't want you to walk around all day not touching anything. I didn't know what he was talking about. I said, what? And then I realized that he was a shvatzer. He was in a Jewish house. And as I said, take off the latte, they can't touch muksa, you know? So he says, God doesn't want you walking around all day not touching anything. That's his concept of Shabbos. Walk around all day not touching anything. That's all Shabbos is. Shabbos is one big prison. We can't touch anything. Johnny, move the candlesticks. So what does he think? So you tell a chilona to keep Shabbos? Put me in prison? Make me paralyzed? That's what Shabbos is. Make a person paralyzed. He can't touch. He can't open a light switch. He can't this. He can't this. He can't this. That's what Shabbos is. That's not what Shabbos is. Shabbos is beauty. Shabbos is Hashem. Time u'ru'u ki tov Hashem. Taste and see how beautiful Hashem is. Now we're already within Hashem's beauty, so we say Shabbos. We say to the Shvartzer, he says, or you say, Johnny, if you would taste one Shabbos kugel, you would taste one moment of Shabbos, you'd go crazy. What it means a Shabbos table, what it means a Shabbos davening, what it means enjoyment of Shabbos, where Shabbos should be. But he is out of it, he doesn't understand. The same thing when it comes to us. When people tell us, look, get rid of the newspapers. Get rid of the newspapers? That means not be me. What is newspapers? Newspapers is personality. You know what's going on in the world. It's everything. I don't need the piece of news. That's not the point. That's not the point. I don't have to know, you understand, what happened in Red China. That's not the point. It's a concept of life. Do I live with Hashem? Is that my life? All I have is mom, Hashem. Hashem should forgive me. And Hashem says, Taimur uki toiv Hashem. Try it. You'll see how beautiful you can be. You won't lose your personality. It'll be you. So sometimes you have a guy, you understand, he walks into the davening in the morning, and he has to get to the office, and the shachas has to take 10 minutes. It can't take more than 10 minutes. Tell him, you know, you daven shachas 25 minutes, or 30 minutes, or 45 minutes. You know what, that's like telling a friend.